So we're discussing the issue of Tevila B'Yom and the circumstance we can go earlier than nightfall. So we mentioned that the Shemachokas of Benatam and the Rashbam, and then for Machokas within Benatam, when Benatam is Mekel, we can go Samoch HaShechi before nightfall. Did he mean even on day seven? In other words, even when I say on day seven, that's part of the confusion we saw yesterday what the Torah meant. Does that mean even following day seven of the Shemini Kim already can go Samoch HaShechi? Well, no, that wasn't the Mekel because that far he didn't go. He only meant Samoch HaYom Ches. So we had the different opinions. We mentioned yesterday, the last thing we do was 26, right? The Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, which we saw previously regarding, the same Tshuva, regarding going to the Mikvah on Friday night, the issue with the hot water. So he suggested, so one of the things he suggests is to go Samoch HaShecha and rely on Rabbeinu Tam, because then the water is still warm. And it was a concern, he didn't want it Friday night because of the Gzeira against going to the hot water, which we spoke about earlier in the week. So he allowed you to go Bein HaShemashah, Samoch HaShecha, okay, you know, and apparently even on day seven, that's the point. He seems to be Mekel even in that situation. So up to 27, there's a tshuva from the Avodas HaGershuni, also in Achronim, and Simon Chof, okay, had an interesting shaila vest, okay. He went through something in the chorus. Nidrashti Asher Shonu Shalos Chochom, maybe Midaito Das Kedoshim, very flowery introduction. B'makom she'ein hanoshim mecholos litbol b'tchilas halayla k'das shel Torah machmas she'makom to lechutz lo'ir v'dalsu yoninolos miyad b'tchilas halayla. In a situation where they, you know, they can't go because of certain circumstances. Again, we saw, even in the Gemara we saw, and the other types of onus, they can't go at the right time because where the mikveh is and so on. So what do they do? So alkein hanoshim tovlos b'yom ches b'yom gadol. So there, that's one of the situations where they're allowed. So they wait until day eight, and they go in the daytime. Right, that's what they do. Kemo shetikin rabad the benaris shuari bosa Rabbi Yehuda. You know, like all the cases in the Gemara where these amoraim allowed it because of whatever sakana, whatever extenuating concerns there were. Okay, the problem is v'yos shamokom who shanoshim tovos b'yom who bepumbi parhesia shrichi bei rabin. The problem is that this particular place is v'damik tassel nomal of a port. So, we'll see later. It's a later in the, I think in the last simon, he supposed to, women should try and conceal, try and be private, you know, about going to the mikveh. They're going to go to a place, it's a busy hustle and bustle kind of place. So that was the situation there. Alkein shala isha chacham atznua, right, a certain wise and modest woman, says maybe she should go better, litbo b'yom hazayin samach hachashecha. Okay, she should go on day seven, meaning towards the end of day seven, the Shiva Nakim, Samach HaShecha. Ba'ofan shetobo bebeis, shetobo beis emishach HaShecha, me'ashir titbo b'yom ches, mokum sheshchichi be'rabim. Is it better to go, okay, it's kind of late in the day, even on day seven, than to wait for day eight? And the Chacham said it was good. That's a shalom. She should let her go late in the day on day seven, okay, but and not come home. Rather than wait, when do what all the other women did, they went in the middle of broad daylight, so to speak, and they ate all these people around. To avoid that problem of, you know, of publicizing, so to speak, you're going to the mikveh. So that was what she suggested, and this Chacham gave the answer, and Shatipo Mimzan Samachacha Shecha, but not come home till after dark again, what we were discussing. Rather, that's better, Mashatipo Biyomaches, Biyodam Gorom Mokum Shigwe Rabbin. And that's what the woman did, and then people started to complain, and then they timed against this Chacham. What do you mean? Rabbeinu Tam never allowed that. You can't go early on day seven, right? It's a keilu, he exaggerates, or it's a keilu, hit the lipo, mikvah shechosek chutam. It's like he told us she ignored a puzzle mikvah. That's how everybody reacted. Okay, and so therefore they asked the Shailam. And the Avodah Sekher Shuni says, no, Hachi Pirish, look at the second paragraph there of 27. Hachi Pirish, which I skipped part of the Shulah. Rabbeinu Tam tarti komar, she yachol lipo biyom zayin samach hashecha. No, Rabbeinu Tam, he agrees, and Rabbeinu Gershon agrees that Rabbeinu Tam was Mekel even beyom Zayin Samach HaShechem. As long as Kevin Shatashal Beisah Hu Laila Shul Lo Tovah Dei Sofer. Let's remember what the whole concern was. She'll come back, there'll be a possibility she'll be with her husband, she'll end up seeing Dom, retroactively it'll turn out he was Boel Nidah or Zavah. So that's not a problem, she comes home after dark. Okay? And that's what he says, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam had in mind. And also, the second thing he says, v'gam leka l'mecha shusrach bita, there's no problem srach bita in that case, okay, that the daughter will make a mistake because she's coming back after dark, and therefore, ein lahach me lahamten shetech shemamish. Klola de Milsi concludes, Rabbeinu Tam Modem, She'ein lipo b'shvi'a afilu samach chashecha. Okay, the concern of not going in mishum srach bita, right? And that's really the concern. And in kain ein lana lahachmer b'makom onus afilu b'zayin. And therefore, if there's some pressing concern, like here, the theos question, this modesty question, it's okay, even afilu b'zayin. And just like we're not worried about on day 8 when it's broad daylight, we don't have to worry about day 7 when it's Samach HaShecha. So Paskin said, what is a good shur?
Only if there's an ignorance.
Some Tavonis, yeah. Okay, because basically, and you're right, and that's the point I'm about to stress, that Elazar Gershon is basically saying that Rabbi Natan is right, that the chashash of her ruling the Shiva Nekiyim because of a possibility of Tashmish, okay, that's mitigated if she comes home at night, right? That's true. Okay, that's mitigated. She comes home at night. The concern of the Gemara, right? The Shimon, you know, the Chachamah, Chachamah Gozu, that's mitigated. The Rebbe Thomas is correct. That's mitigated if you come home at night, right? But there's still the concern, it's still Srach Bita. Okay, why was Rebbe Thomas worried about that? Okay, why is he worried about Srach Bita? If she leaves yet when it's broad daylight, so she goes to the Mikvah Mitzvah, we discussed if she went. Left earlier in the day and so on. And then what does the Gershuni say? That's not a problem if there's onus. You follow the Srach Bita of her leaving during the day. That's taken care of by the onus. That's what does the Gershuni possible. I printed, okay, so they make it also that the Rabbi Tam is allowed, and they said at least in the case of onus. And I would think that the Chachamzi also, because he's also talking about a case of onus, of water's too cold and so on, so he's also allowed in the case of onus. Some Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Yerodeus in Kuf Tzadi Zion in 28. Some Sofer also wrote that some of the situation was the mikveh was far from the community, but it wasn't so uncommon. It wasn't always easy to build mikveh, especially places that didn't have rains frequently, or there were other technical problems in building a mikveh. The mikveh was hours away sometimes. And if you hear stories like we're accustomed, Baruch Hashem, we have mikvehs in every from community, sometimes multiple mikvehs, you know. At one time, it wasn't so easy, and many communities didn't have a mikveh. I guess when I grew up in Teaneck, you know, there was basically not much of a community in Teaneck, so the woman went to Washington Heights, to the mikveh here. There was no mikveh in Bergen County, you know, till I don't know, the 1970s. My mother, Lashon, was involved in the committee, you know, built the first mikveh, same site where it is now, just was a small building. But anyhow, and that was the case in many places, and women just have to travel. I mean, and people lived in the Midwest, and here they would go train, all kinds of stories. Okay, I think Moshe, the Chuba, wasn't able to go with his wife for a long time because he was on mikveh, he writes about himself. I don't know if it's in the Chuba, it's in the biography, I don't remember now, that he himself couldn't be with his wife sometimes for a long period of time because she couldn't get to a mikveh. So again, we don't have these situations today, but you see from the poskim that they did it. So this was, look what he says, it's called Shetzrikos Kol HaNoshim Lisa Mahala Gimel Shos, a 3-hour trip. All right, they didn't have cars either, so they had to go on a horse or a donkey, whatever they rode. Okay, Lipo Mikveh Tahora. And then the problem is they come back at night, there's Sakonas Drachim, it's dangerous to travel at night, and so on. Anyway, so they had the minute to go on Yom Ches. But anyway, the circumstance is interesting, but the Pesachei Tshuva, I mean, I think the Chassam Sofer, has an interesting point. It kind of combines things. In Eitz and Echona, okay, he says, he's quoting from whoever sent him the Shaila, and he had an interesting Eitzah, okay, the middle paragraph there. One is that, one Eitzah is that she should do, you know, sort of like the two hefsek taras, one after day 4, one after day 5. Remember, the whole fifth day was the extra chumrah, which Ashkenazim had, right? So, and then go, count the Shevin Nekiyim from day 5, okay, but on the seventh day, which is, she can go early, you know, it's because according to that shita and so on, it's interesting etza. But in any event, achal kol ponim yirli, shetisha ish walicha min mikvah lebeis ar halayla, okay, she should not go home until nightfall, and it does not, he says, it doesn't help to go to a friend's house in the same town because Mali Bayezeh Ozeh. What's the difference going to this house and that house? Okay, maybe basically I should walk around the streets or something. It's a little unusual. But to discuss him, that's what some Sofer says. I don't think people are choshes that you can go somewhere else as long as you can't be privately with your husband. Somebody was, I was discussing somebody had a situation, this came up, it comes up, you know. One thing we were discussing was the situation of the Seder. It was the night of the mikvah was last week, the Seder night. So the whole family's going to wait until she comes back to the mikvah, you know. So notice that's the type of situation where you could possibly matik earlier. He's going to come home with all these people there, you know. The whole family's over here. They say, well, we're going to wait for her to come back. Everyone's going to realize what's going on with the adults. You know, it's unpleasant. So then that's the situation. But this person was telling me that a situation, a person was going on a cruise. You asked about leaving on a Wednesday. You know, the person was going on a cruise. They're going to be waiting for 2 weeks. I guess she could be towed on the ocean on a cruise. It's a little unusual, not easy to pull off. So this assumption was that there was no, and the night they're leaving on the cruise, the night they were leaving on the cruise was not just going to go to the mikveh. So that's the way it worked out. I guess she got a period unexpectedly, whatever exactly happened. This Rav told me, and that's what they were shocked about. He said it was mutter for her to go, that was okay to go in the afternoon. But the question is, but she's not going to be walking, certainly not going to be wandering around the streets. She's going to be with her husband. They're going to have to get onto the boat, onto the cruise in the afternoon. You know, so the situation was, but because there are a lot of people there, they don't go to the room. Apparently, the minig on a cruise is you stay on the deck and you wave goodbye to everybody. Anyway, the point was there were a lot of people there, so they were makel. That's because I'm sober. The Sidri Tara.
Or makel even.
Let her go early.
Well, I'll say every case. We wouldn't push off 2 days from us?
In this particular case, I think that they let her go early. Some people, that's a question. That's really the issue. Some people say 2 days. That's a minig like that, yeah. There's such a minig trouble, yeah, that's true. I don't remember, maybe they were away in a hotel. I don't know, the circuit could be in a hotel, you know, so it wouldn't have been just the 2 days. You know, maybe it wasn't China. I think many people say, I don't know where it comes from, but 3 days, you know, 3 days, it's going to be 3 days, like a 3-day yontif, you know, Shavuos, you know, it's coming up now, so that would be bad. I forgot the exact circumstances.
It's going to be 3 days. Two days or 3 days?
You put her off 2 days, but not 3 days. 3 days where it would make her to go early. Other people are more makeable, they'll let you go around other circumstances. After case by case. You know. Okay, anyway. The Sidri Tara in Kufza Design, there's a mini, the mini that brought down, that's only a mini. And Lil Tvila, I think that the Shohar mentions that mini, not to have related, I think the 2 nights of Pesach, and then Malay Shreya Tzeres, and Shavuos, a few nights that I mentioned, I'll be. No, tradition, but not with the Hatzil, I think. That's an Or Chaim in Reish Men, the end of Or Chaim. Anyway, look, I mean, Kippur, of course, is Mikra Din, Tishrei is Mikra Din. These nights, I'll be minute. The 2 nights of Pesach, and then the Reish Men Tzeres, the night of the Shavuos. But anyway, I'm going to Rosh Hashanah, I think that's the other one. So
even the Seder Yom Zayin or not part of it? We allow Yom Yivan Yom Zayin?
I think that there's room to make. Not everyone does. A different Rabban, a different standards.
Some Rabban will allow Yom Ches.
Yeah, yeah. But these posts said, I think most people do allow Yom Zayin. That's what you saw. The
Chatzim. Since you got the Shofar seems like only Yom Ches, right?
Well, the Shofar just says not to do on Yom Zayin, but what about Tzalach HaChashem? That's only during the day. It's not like a regular Zohar. But they were in Tom's school, according to these Rishon, these Achonim. Applies even on Yom Zayin. So and B, he's not going to be alone with the husband until nightfall. Well, we'll see a couple more things about this. There are motions or two about this. We'll see. We'll get there. Okay. Just a Sidri Tara. It's a cotton test. He quotes a Tshuva Chut Hashani. Okay. Who quotes your question, really. Okay. As some place at a minute, Shinogu Bekama Kehilos Kedoshos. Because Damen Ace Tilos Hashem Bilos Shabbos Shein Tolos Mil Yom. Even she, you know, even the. Any time they have on Friday night. Ubi Yeshua is Logan Shane Tolos Ben Ashmosh. It's Chayna Minigba Frankfurt. There you go. Check it out. That's the Minigba Frankfurt. Right? Behochum a base of a lot. They don't go home tonight. That seems to be talking even following day 7. Okay? Others disagree with that Minig. Karam is even Beersheba, the Karatagra Minig Zeb, the Kosei Shlimcho Solabatala Minig. Okay? He says, you know, you should stick to what the Shulchan simply reads and so on. And the Tara also quotes from another tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek on the fourth time. Fili yesh o diur machayim rebeisam chutz mim rebaya shalom bim is bayeshet bayem lachayin lachach rotsa shetipo bod yom lemayar b'yosa reis hakodim su b'shabes ha'gishwa fili haki lo yofa osa. Okay, here he's machayin, even if there's some, you know, some psychological talk, she doesn't want him, you know, she's wants to be home beforehand because the family, like the case of Seder, the family's going to know she's away and so on. Want to go early, he doesn't like it. That's the Milchus Yaakov. However, Miu, he writes on the sixth line of that page, so if you mashik asadu, yesh lumod zchus, halos natavos ben ashmarshus ubon lebeis meshetetcha, im osus kain kedei shal yargishu behen shar hadiyurim shebebeisa. She doesn't want the other people in the house, not telling you have a full house. Again, the case I gave her the Seder, right? So, and he quotes from the Tshuva of the Rambam, which we'll see, okay? And he calls it Takanas Tznuim and so on. And he said, since it's afterwards and she's coming back at night, there's no problem with Sarach Mita, but Vidavka Kishabala basically Shadashah, but only if she comes back after dark, okay? Furthermore, he says, the only, even those who, he writes at the end, Kedai Rabbein Atam Lismach Alav, Rabbein Atam is Rabbein Atam. You can be Solach and Afil B'Shas Adchak, you know, certainly in this kind of situation. Look at the second paragraph. B'chol Zeh, Imibol Abesim Tchilas HaLaila, and even the concern of Srach Bita, okay, if she comes home right at the beginning of the night, but if she waits in the Beis HaTvila afterwards, for a little while, like B'chdei She'asu, the Shadir HaTvila could have gone then Sulek HaMechash Medina, B'afil HaRashbam HaMechach HaLaila, in that case. He's only worried if she comes back right at nightfall. Then it's Srach Bita. Rashbam, the Siddhartha is saying that Rashbam's concern was there'll be Srach Bita because she'll come back right at the beginning of the night. It's obvious that she was Tovelas when it was still daylight. But if she doesn't come back until an hour after dark, that's because some sofas told me to walk around the streets or whatever, you know. But if she doesn't come back until an hour after dark, there's not even Srach Bita. Okay, that's certainly okay. Anyway, that's the Siddhartha summarizes. Pesachei Teshuva also quotes. That he seems to say you can leave earlier in the day, as long as you come back when it's well after dark, and that's the cool, okay? Yeah, that's
in this situation just.
I think only in the the tchach situation. Yeah.
It's interesting how we're holding the din of Srach Bita. Other people are mentioning that there's a whole concept of the kishul yishuv hen shar diyum shuv beisa.
Yeah, maybe it means the men, maybe it means, the daughter learns from the wife, learns from the mother what to do.
Even nowadays when usually...
That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question, Srachbi. Well, we sort of saw the little plug, right? The Shach said, even if I have a daughter, it still applies. But you're asking today, again, the girls grew up learning what to do from their mother, right? So maybe there's more openness about it. It also depends on the person. Some people are not, there's some women, the husband knows that if you go to the mikveh, that's part of being an Orthodox Jew, you know what I'm saying? But others are nervous about it, and again, the Shulchan Aruch is not to publicize it, but we also saw cases in the Gemara, at least. Remember, they wore different clothing, and then we had this, so it wasn't, at least by the other women knew. So maybe the difference between women and men knowing that. Okay? All right. Anyway, and he quotes it, it's fine. The Pesachei Teshuva in Sukkot and Tes quotes some of these Teshuvas that we mentioned. Okay, quotes the Chacham Tzvi, quotes the Chacham Sofer. Okay. And to summarize your point, what you asked me, Eli, the Chacham Sofer quotes, the Pesachei Teshuva quotes on the second line of nine. Hine hagon sidrei tara, hechlit kula zu lechalotin. So he seems to understand the Torah, even not an owner, it's just that he's not going to be able to go till the next day. You don't push off owner. That's another reason. But there's a Srach Bita in that direction also, possibly. Okay? Okay? However, the Pesachei Teshuva himself doesn't accept that. He says, okay? And that's with Chacham Sofer. Okay, that's Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer, I'm sorry, quoted that Sidrei Torah, not the, he doesn't want to accept that Sidrei Torah all the way.
Only
if there's a case of some sort of a concern, and she shouldn't go home, Chacham Sofer said. Okay. What else? Yeah, let me just see that some sulfur did he. I'm not sure that some sulfur said. Because the case that some sulfur was, the mikvah was far away, it seemed that the whole situation was a Shas and Chak and the Evidomi type situation. Okay. The Orach HaShulchan by Osir and Simkut Sarizayin in the Sif Yud Gimel. Okay. Okay. Right, the da da b'sena b'al shulchanach lo iskiru klal machlokas of entire Rashba. First of all, Shulchan points out something interesting. The mechaber and the Ramah do not, you know, weigh in on the machlokas of entire Rashba. When we do about tur Rashba, but we read it differently. We said it could read it differently. There were a tam lo heikel rak b'yom ches, b'yom zayin modal Rashba. The cause of ashe techshu b'yom ches. Remember, we saw that yesterday. There's two ways to read the tur. How you not for yom ches. So he says. Aval midiver abasena balatosus mevuud aben tam gam biyom hazayin mutar. Okay, what's the problem? And if you're coming home after dark, it should be no difference. When as daiti nira, says the avashon gam kavanasatu ena al yom ches. He doesn't mean yom ches after day eight, but it means, you know, after day seven, which is day eight. Okay, which we said also. That's how Shulchan Aruch learns. So now the Aruch Shulchan learns. Now, Sif Yud Dalet, Ule'inya Halacha, Mashmid Divar Rosh Tesilah Kavanatam, the Rosh, because he quotes the Rashbam that was Machmer. So since he said the Rashbam was Machmer, it sounds like he's agreeing that the Rashbam is only Chomer Rabbi Natam. He quotes afterwards and said that's the Halacha. And he quotes, therefore, and even on day seven it's Mutter. All right? The Aruch HaShulchan concludes, Ulefizeh, we'll answer the bottom of Sifri Dalet. Ulefizeh, Benos HaKfarim, Shebos L'ir LaMikveh, we have to come to the big city for the mikveh. Kashan Lisa B'Laila Mechutz L'ir, Hine B'yom Ches, Pshita Shechol Litpo B'yom, Dezeo Konas Gomor, El Afilu B'yom Zayin, Nachon Lis Yashav Lismo Chadas V'netam. Okay, as long as they're going to come home after dark. Okay? So the Aruch HaShulchan also is Mekel, and again, a place where they didn't have the mikveh sounds like that's what they relied on. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Simon Samech 32, written to Rabbi Felder from Toronto. Rabbi Felder was a big Talmid Chacham who wrote the what do you call it, Yisod Yeshurun, you know this one? Yisod Yeshurun, and another song, Lashambis, and another song. Rav Moshe calls him Mechaber Sorm Yikarim. He was a rabbi in Toronto, and his son was a rabbi in Philadelphia for many years. He passed away a couple of years ago. Aaron Felder. Anyway, so the tshuva to Gedalia Felder, and he writes, Hinei litpo b'yom zayin leis erev be'ofen shetavol aveis achar shetech shah shepligi rabosa b'zeh. He quotes that the Shach and the Bach are machmer, and they aser, and they say tov l'achmer. Okay, and they're machmir. On the other hand, those who make the Moshe is kind of like summarizes the shitas. Brings the machlokas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, and what it's going Yom Ches Yom Zayin. They quote the Sidri Tara. Usually, when Moshe quotes those Achronim, it's because the person who asked them Shaila. That's what they say. That Moshe didn't really read through Tshuvas so much, in terms of what he. You know, he read the Shulchan Aruch and Gemara and Rishonim. But I heard that Achronim, if he quotes a lot of Achronim in the Tshuva, it's because the person who asked the Shaila wind up the Achronim. Then he looked into it. And he quotes the what is it, Gershuni here, all these things. So anyway, but he talks about Friday night. Let's move to the second paragraph. He writes that Friday night, B'nira di mabal yelech lebeis haknesses. Let's say it's a Friday night situation. And the husband's going to go to shul. So by the time he comes home from shul, right, he's going to go to shul. Zman katan kodim zman adlok kazaneris. Right, mincha is around the same time as lit bench. Right, so he's going to go to shul right before night. The heat he comes to make the techa was zman adlok kazaneris. She's going to come just in time to light candles. She's going to go to the mikveh when it's still daylight Friday. Come home in time to light candles. By the way, time he's already gone to shul. Okay, so the Chassam Sofer says. And he quotes the Rosh Hashanah. The Chassam Sofer had that chumrah. That you know, we shouldn't even go to a friend's house and so on, because Mali Bayezeh, Mali Nitno Dvar Mashurim. There, you can't start. So according to Chassam Sofer, says you shouldn't even go to someone else's house. So that even to come to your own house, even if it's a split second, you should certainly be careful. But he says no. He says Nira the Ain Kavanas Chassam Sofer El Beofen Shiyochol Hu Ohi Lavoli Pogesh. Okay, Mishum Du Yovin Beiza Bayez Nimtzes Vihari Odan Shuba Bayez. Right. He'll figure out which house you went to a friend. They'll somehow hook up in that house. Right? That's Chassam Sofer's concern. Aber kishahalach lebeis haknesses, shavada lo yetzi misham aracha gemara tzvu. He's not going to leave early. We're not worried that the husband, you know, what type of people we're talking about here, they're from family. We're not worried that the husband is going to go to shul, but he's going to duck out early because he knows his wife came home. And we're not worried about that. Then by the time he does come home, it's already dark. Right? The davening's in shul, he comes home, it's already dark. So he says, in that case, and she's not going to come to the shul. So in what circumstance, how are they ever going to match up, meet up? You don't have to worry, he says, in this situation. So that's what Moshe says. When are we worried? We're not worried. He says the aim is a key point. Ein choshishin l'shema yavru b'mezid al isurin. We're not worried here about a couple that she's going to go. The woman's going to the mikveh. She's going to go to the mikveh. Come home and they're going to violate an isur. We're not. That's not the common concern. Okay. The issue is, however, if she'll come home, since it's an isur kal. You know, so if they are together ready, and this is a lighter issur, you know, that maybe she'll see Dom later and so on. So then, you know, Yizalzu Kashen Yachad, when they're together, they'll be attracted and they'll be able to hold off. But if you can come up with a way they're not going to be together, then it's okay. You don't have to worry that he's going to sneak back early just to, you know, to be with her 20 minutes before he's allowed to be. You follow?
But don't worry that he's going to go to someone else's house.
What? Wait. It's a little strange, that's some stuff. I don't fully understand it either. You're not going to someone else's house. I don't understand it either, unless you have a problem.
With a different emotion that halachic reason. Well, stops them from doing something, but like
a few places, right?
You say if something's austere than it's like being sure is
right.
Like a
right.
Thing that's
maybe it's just like we had that. Right.
Like
right.
That's right.
I don't remember now, but I think it was.
Was Ravada?
Yes, was Ravada. Yeah.
Yeah,
he said it that way. Yeah. But the same story here. Kishelach beis haknesses v'hi tovel beis ein locha shafach asam sofer. Okay, and he says. If there are other reasons, okay, that they can't be alone. For example, Gon Sheyesh Babayis Yeladim. The house is full of kids. What, they're gonna go up to the room in the middle of, you know, in the afternoon, to 15 minutes before Shabbos, you know, they're gonna go upstairs together. It's far-fetched, okay? So he said, now, the only thing is that, you know, nowadays you have the, he says, Ulab Nimuseno, you know, where people don't go to bed until much later because we have electric lights. It used to be people went to bed early. They got up early, but they went to bed early because there was no lights. What are you going to do? You know, we had a fire for a little while. So he says here, we even well after dark, okay, people come over, there's activity, the houses happen. It's not lending itself to private time. That's the idea. Okay, it's not like in those days that they had little candles and, you know, so people would go to sleep at the beginning of nightfall. That's nothing else to do, right? So, therefore, bottom line is that Moshe has these coolers. There are other, I would tell you again, you have to look into each situation when they can go early. Moshe seems to be making more broadly, okay? I think, most of them, I think, really want to be a real shasim kach. A real shasim chak. The mikvah's far away. Like somebody in a camp on a Friday night. You know, these kinds of things. In the hotel. There's some kind of pressing situation before they'll make a go in the afternoon. So it's going on a trip to the place that they're leaving on Friday afternoon. They're going to their mother's in upstate New York. There's no mikvah. You know, or there is a mikvah. How's she going to go out? If there are people there. You have to look at each case. But anyway, we've seen certain situations.
You push out one day?
Huh?
You only push out one day?
There's some rabbanim. I said, some rabbanim are mikvah. Which only one day I think is tougher to be makel, but people are.
Purvoyers,
right? That's a concern. Bitalona, that's a city time school.
So not like, on a general level, like,
yeah, but also you can't conceive. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, one other issue that the Shohar mentions here in Siv Gimel. That's the next issue. That's about a kala. Okay, a kala. Why is a kala different? Huh?
What are the lights?
I'm saying there's activity in the house, right? It's not like, you know, the kids, there's people pop over, there's a...
Isn't there no problem in the dark?
What's that?
Isn't there no problem in the dark?
No, he's saying that... What do you mean? No, he wanted to say that the reason perhaps to be machna, no? Beautiful. second. I think he's just saying that. I think he's saying you don't have to worry that they're going to go, that they're going to go with each other before nightfall. Like in our contemporary situation, let's say 6 o'clock, okay, in the winter time, or 5 o'clock in the winter time. So even if they'll be together for a few minutes before dark, okay, the night is young yet. Okay, they're not going to go to sleep. That's what he's saying. They're not going to go to sleep right before nightfall. Nowadays, when we still have 3-4 hours of activity yet to come, right? So he's even making if he wasn't in shul, he came home in time, or she came home before he went to shul. Even if it's before nightfall, right? You don't have to worry.
It takes a lot more time to deal.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay, but he says, if it's the winter time, the summertime, it doesn't get dark to then. Maybe it is. That's what he says at the end. He says, where is it? Barak b'yom aruchim yesh ulai tzatz lachosh. But if there's a shas of chak, you know, what do we make them? That's what he's saying. One second. Right, even if she came home early, it's before nightfall, but there are kids in the house, right? There's activity in the house. And then he adds, even nowadays, he came home early, but they're not going to bed now. It's 6 o'clock at night. About 6 o'clock at night, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's it. Good. In terms of one of the situations that the Shulchan brings up here is about the Kala. Okay, why is the Kala any different? Because she's not allowed to be with her husband yet. She's not married. She's going to the mikveh for the first time before the chuppah. So the Maharil quotes in 33. Maharil writes, "So Amar Shagam Hakala She'ena Taurus B'Shas HaChuppah Leos Tovin Oz the Tovin Acharisun Gam Kain Ein Shalim Barak B'Laila Kishan Noshim." If it's before, okay, before the chuppah, so then we'll let her go during the day. We'll let the Kala go during the day. Because what's the problem? She's going to come home and be with her husband? What do you mean? She's not married yet. Right? So the Kala can go during the day. Because the whole chashash is not a chashash. But he says, there was a problem, Tovah Achar Nisuin, then it also has to wait till like any other woman. So the Maharil has the two cases. He says, it's already after the chuppah, so then she's going to the mikvah, and it's kind of like anybody else. So she's got to wait till till nightfall. But if it's tovos b'shas nisuin, then she can do it b'od yom. And that's how Shulchan Aruch quotes this Maharil la'halacha here in Tzidkimel. Hakalos hatovos kodem hachuppah yicholos lipo b'yom. The whole low boy needs halachas and alayla anyway. Aval achar chuppah chuppah dina kishan oshim. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The shach throws a little monkey wrench into this in Sukkot and Tess. He says, "Nira the hainu dafkali the dan shakalos enon tovlos b'zayin." Okay, abu mokum shakalos tovlos b'zayin over the dan imira la tvila b'zayin and so on. Because on she's kabbal esir, whatever she had, it was the seventh day. Then any yichol lipo biyom, the hab biyom zayin la mishum zvicha b'suk bita luchud mitzri. And so on. The Shach says this kula for a kala is not if she happens to go to the mikveh. Usually the kala goes to the mikveh before the day of the wedding, right? But if it happens to be the way it worked out, that was the seventh day. So Shach says no, she also has to wait till night. You don't say that. The Bachorim have a problem with that. What's the difference? Right? That's what Taurus Hashomim and others is. Kosev Shach. Okay, he quotes the Shach, he writes on the third line of Dvar Tumun. L'chorah came in that tamu shalom boin etz alachos and alalayla. Im kain afim tisul afreya ein chashash iser. Okay, so he came to the husband and said, well, what's the iser? Okay. So he says, maybe ef shalom the kavanas shach mekom okom b'yom azayin gazin du ulai tovel etz alachos and b'yom. Okay. There, remember, the seventh day is more chomer because it's not just a srach bita issue, it's the issue of maybe they have relations. So maybe they have relations, not married yet. The Tarsha Shon said, maybe the Shach said, well, maybe they will have relations. You know, they'll have the chuppah will be, she'll go to the mikvah in the morning, the chuppah will be 1 o'clock, and then by 5 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, before nightfall, especially in the summer, they'll be together. So that's what he's concerned. Okay, but and Yom Ches, not because we're not going to, we won't make a gzera l'gzera. That's how he says. But still, the Shach's a little difficult. The Chorah, there's no concern to be with the husband, so what's the problem going during the day? But the Shach says, maybe he meant it as a low plug, I don't know, but not on day 7. The Pesukei Teshuva, in Sukkot, new quotes from the Dogma Mervava, that's by the Navi Yehuda. Okay, and also the Berhetev. Akalos, Ayin Berhetev, Mashatoma Shach, Ayin Dogma Mervava, Shisi Gamken Shach, because of the Shach's Al-Chach, Nir Al-Hakrach, Biyom Zayin. Aval, but that's only true. But often shall yamidu achupa ad seisa kochav in mamish. But that's only if the chupa is not going to be till after dark. Okay, he would agree that if they have a, you know, sometimes people have a 1 o'clock wedding or whatever, on Sunday or something like that, on a holiday, they're having to get married. So she should go to the mikveh that morning when they'll be together before nightfall. Then even the dog of Merbom is not, does not allow it. Okay, and so the chupa is by day 7. Okay. And then she wants to go. Then we are choshesh shlisur. You hear?
So saying that
Shach is correct, or he agrees with Shach if it's a daytime situation, right? Aval hamen echubi olis malshenu miyachtim olis malalai lo mahanev zeh. Okay, but he says I am b'tshuvas adoni obviously zikni ponim eros. He quotes the tshuva of the ponim eros, which we'll see in a second. 38 chelik beis siman dalad shecholak gamken al Shach. Okay. But one thing he does not allow, and it relates to, quotes his Panamir, so let's look at it now, as we'll see inside. All right, Mishalti Hodan Ogin Lipo Kala Biyom. The minute is if Kala does go during the day, yeah.
General question, when she goes in the 8th day or she pushes off one day, she doesn't have to remember because after the Zion came,
no.
She has to wear white underwear still?
Or no? I think that's a minute, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all she has to do, right?
Yeah. Okay. But the minute is if Kala does go during the day, and that's what Panamir asks, okay. Imuta lipaloso bashkama kodem or a boker. Can she go before daylight, that or way early in the morning? You know, sometimes you have a chasm and it's 11 o'clock.
Friday.
Huh?
Friday.
What's a Friday?
You say on Friday, have a really, really wet.
On Fridays, yeah. But even in summer, I think.
Sunday,
one of my daughter got married at
11
o'clock. Yeah, my daughter got married at 11 o'clock. So, you know, not for me, but for the makeup and for whatever else, to have to be that Sunday morning. I don't know, some ridiculous hour, you know.
Or
that's how to change my suit, but it was, yeah. So when sometimes it may, huh?
On a picture, 8 o'clock
in the morning? Not 8 o'clock, no. I don't remember. But the makeup is early, that's a big thing. You'll find out, though. The makeup's a big thing. You don't have to come, put a suit on, but you know, they'll tell you what time to get there for pictures. But yeah, so Sunday vacation, that's also used to be. Other places also, they would get 2 weddings, and you know, the whole would get in a wedding, 11 a wedding.
And you shouldn't have there for a garden.
Later part, yeah. I think when by the time we left there in the other room, they already started the garden ceremony. Anyway, so, yeah. So, what was I saying? Yeah, so the, anyway, so can you go early in the morning before our bokus? He says, Bivadai in Tovelas Biom Shmin Lusirosa, if she's waiting to the 8th anyway, it's already after day 7. Then Mutaris Lipo, Kodama, then Mutar, what's the difference? Abu Tovelas Biom Shmin Lusirosa, Asu Lipo Biom. Came in the Aksha, no Heges Lispo Zayan Akim. Because he'd be, remember we said yesterday, there's no Mitzvah Kekula, there's got to be something on the 7th day. Right? There's got to be something on the 7th day, so. It can't go before daybreak. That's the point. Okay, where we want day 7 to be counted, and the zova goes during the day, right? That's the din of zova dafka goes during the day. The zova, she says, he says, tovelas dafka biyom shriach on etz hachama. The same thing here. Then we say mitzvah kekula, the way we explained yesterday. Aval he says, aval kodem or aboka shul zayin afilu the rice aloha mitzvila. The halo sofra afilu mitzvah sayom. right? She didn't count and went to the mikveh, and then she didn't have that this 7 days. Okay? Anyway, later in the tshuva, he quotes the Shach. Of course, he goes, quotes the Shach, right? He says, L'dodi HaShach, my uncle the Shach, she's related. Okay, anyway, he says that the Shach says that not on the seventh day you can't go during the day at all. And he writes, I don't understand it either. To atam shematir v'tister, ain't it elamich hashash shem u'ela b'ayla kodam alayla, v'hi terach hakra v'tister, v'nimtza b'al zonam u'afreya, aval akala she'en u'boyim l'achos and alayla anyway. Okay, so then what's the problem? I like to remember, I like all the achron, I don't understand the Shach. Okay, so, in came, Mutaras Lipo, Yom Shiva. Okay, and if she has done, she's Tal B'chosim. You know, the below her is Yichum Mezul Ober Shom, or Rachon Ba Meikel, or Sonach Apsak Ramal Oivsim. So I'm so far in a different Shuba, Chelek Ardes and Kuf Pei Tes, in 39, justifies the Shach, but also based on the prevalent situation, he says, he quotes those who disagree with the Shach, but he says he thinks maybe the Shach is right, because near the Bimeyan, in the middle of the Shuba, Hayroba Chupas Barav Shabbos, you mentioned it, you know. I mentioned it to you once, that's a famous Shuba of the Ramo, that he would allow the wedding on after dark. I told that. Did I mention it to you? I think I did. When I was in the Ramo Shul, I gave a Shia on that Shuba in the Ramo Shul, because that's where it happened, Krakow. So that he refers to the Shuba. Some silver does. But that was the minig in those. I told you why, because people were poor. Okay? People couldn't afford to have a meal, you know, have an expensive wedding meal. So they doubled up. That was a Friday night meal. People bought food or whatever. So the town, the whole town came to the wedding. Everybody had food. That was a Friday night meal. So the chuppah was Shabbos, it was Friday afternoon. In those days, to be made, my aroma chuppah was Shabbos, called the sum of a lot of mamish, like the Ramo wrote. Okay? And sometimes they weren't together because they didn't do Biur Shonah necessarily. Some places didn't do Biur Shonah on Friday night with the Kapsula. Anyway, but near the Vada Ikel Amecha Shal Koponim came to Shachar Chupa Misyachdin Achosim Akala. So there is Yichud, in other words, after, even if you have the wedding late in the day, but like not on Friday, but you have a wedding, and they are together, there is Yichud, and maybe they did something in the Yichud. That's not really. So he thinks the Shach is right, because there's still a chashash at some time during the daytime. Rabbi Kiva Eger, interesting enough, in the Tshuvas, Mardur Tinyana Simon Ayin Aleph, writes, and today it's most very common. In those days it was less common to have the weddings at night. And look at how he introduced the Tshuva. Valdvar Minig Bekama Mekomos La'acher HaChup Aralayla. Mekadshin Balayla. Im Nochon Lasos came. Today, that's how most weddings are at night. Especially, I mean, okay, in the summer, you know, now, June weddings, I guess, it's still light out, you know, they do the condition, but in the wintertime, people get married, it's the rigor, people get married at night. But the Kivayegu was asked whether this is allowed. The minig in some place, apparently, it was in the chuppah, and the condition wasn't until nightfall. Is this allowed? That's what the E wants to know. So he writes, Dover Zeh, Ein lo yisod lo b'rishon v'achon. He quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ezra, you don't give gittin at night. Ain legarish lechatzkel b'alayla. They don't get in at night, okay. Based on the Chumash Mari Mintz, okay. But he's not sure about kiddushin. He says he doesn't. I don't say why. But the problem with kiddushin, the gittin, it's a certain sense like a din. It's like the biggest. Like we don't have, you know, there's no chalitz at night. So something that looks like din, and there's a, you know, edim and this and that, and signing documents. It's like kitchilas din. So maybe that we don't do at night. But he says as far as Kiddusha is unclear why there should be any suffix. Then he writes, in Minagair, Bishul Tvilas Akala. Okay? Well, he says, we said that he quotes Avodus Gershuni and the Panamirus and others, and Sinritara, that Muteris Lipo Biyom Zion Achar Netzachama Deloka Shach. We allow, not like the Shach, we allow them to go during the day on the seventh day. We call Mokom in Minagair, Bishul Tvila, near the Kibla Alem Ahmekadasa Shach. He thinks maybe that's where the practice came from in the first place. Okay, namely, that we want to be choshesh to this Shach, that maybe a situation will come up that the women will go have to go to the mikvah on the seventh day, she'll want to go during the day. Therefore, the practice developed not to have the chup until night to avoid all problems. That's interesting. Okay? On the other hand, he said, that's the minute. He allows it. He allows me soon during the day, even on day seven. provided there's no yichud until the night. And somebody quotes that that's the source, perhaps that minute, which today is much more common, I guess, than they in Vegas. So today the woman could go on the seventh day because most of the time the wedding's at 5 o'clock or whatever, by the time they're together. Again, not in the summertime, not in the summer, in the winter, the time together, it's already after dark. Okay? Uncut this issue. The next issue, just to explore here, to finish up this simon, like we do today, is what type of onus. We already saw some of the next couple of sifim overlap. I told you yesterday, we already mentioned some of these things. So, the Rashbor writes in the Taras Abayis or Abayzayin Shar Zayin 41, Meimah Sais Marat Vila, Kol Anoshim today are like Zogos, so we wait 7 days, makes up Kakulo, okay. Would be in effect, but Chacham also lasos can't everything we learned. So the Rashbor is a neat little summary there, okay. And he said, we said this the other day. Afal pishik zero zero he mechmir le mekar shabo, okay. And on the eighth day we shouldn't do it because it's Sraf Bita. Ele yesh kan yesh chas ken yesh chashas sakana, is danger. O minia betulas talalik sakana tina, it's too cold. O mishum ganavim ukeyot zebazeh, okay. Some sort of a problem, all right? The Rambam, if you look in the book of Sir Bia, Halam Gardal of Chaz, Haisa Cholo. Now, right away, there's a little bit of a difference here, because the Rashba seems to be saying the onus that allows us to go on day eight, okay, during the daytime, is an onus which is onus for everybody. It's a broad onus. Okay, it's an onus, you know, it's unsafe, it's cold, the ganovim roaming around, etc. Which was the case in the Gemara, if you remember, because the Gemara mentioned the cities in which, if you look carefully, those are Marayim in the Gemara. The Gemara is in this packet? Yeah. Look at the language of the Gemara, right? Back on source 5. Where is it? Iskin Rav Idi Benarish. He made a takona. Okay, it says he was materit. Rabbi Chava Yaakov iskin me. He said this is the way it's set up. And this was a problem for everybody. All right, this is a problem for everybody. The Rambam's lashon in Perek Dalav Mechus Yubi Alachukai says Haisa Chola. If she was sick, that she was sick. This particular woman was sick. Now, oh, Shahar Makom Atul Raka, that's more for everybody. But Eina Noshi Michos Agiel of Alas Balad, now list him, now Tzinam, now Shanoh, and Sharmadina, and Laila, Harezu Tov Elis Beom Shmini, O Beom Shalakar Bayom. Right? That's where Makel during the day. But the Rambam seems to say that it's even if it's a private onus, you hear the difference. Even if it's a private, she is sick. And is that enough? Like I told you, the Poskim discusses, and it's not always so clear what kind of onus. All right, the Rambam seems to say even Haisa Chola. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet writes here by us in Siv Kuf Tzadeh Zayin, Heichod Ika Onis, Kagon, She Yerea Lipo Balayla Machas Tzino, Pachat Ganovim, O Shesogim Shari, O Yichol Lipo Mishmini Od Yom, Abba Mishmini Lo Tipo Yom, Afagad Ika Onis, again, that's the din, right? You can never do it on the seventh day. During the day, we had a possibility of Samach HaShech, but not during the day, even if there's an Onis, tough luck, because that's more Chomer, it's not just Srach Mita, it's the other concern. But he says, the examples he gives are also more more broader onus, not a private onus. So the Pesachei Tshuva writes in Sivkot Niralov, the
40. Day,
the whole Heter is only 8 day, right? The seventh day, we don't allow to go in the 7 day during the day, okay? The Shulchan Aruch says during the day, Afagavdik onus, okay, even though there is an onus, we'll see. But,
he means that
not Sachem Shefa? Right, early in the day.
He means Mamash.
Right, Mamash, like in the morning, early afternoon. Sachem Hashem, we go back to Abed Tan. Right? Sachem Hashem, it's Sachem Hashem meaning, and she won't, during the day means she'll go during the day and come home during the day.
Oh,
then we go back to Abed Tan, which again, the Aruch HaShulchan already pointed out, interestingly enough, the Shulchan doesn't weigh in on Abed Tan much more. Yeah. That's what you expect to say something right here. I mentioned it before, right? The Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkut Gimel by us. Back in source 34. This is where we belong. Okay, so right, and that. So good. So we already saw some acharim a mekel even on day 7, if it's some achashecha, meaning again, market is she shouldn't leave too early, or she should hang around and not come back there at the dark, or not go to people's houses, or he's in shul, all the things we saw in acharim. Okay, but what he's talking about is going day seven, you know, coming back day seven. That's definitely not allowed. Okay, that's Medina de Gemara, right? That's not just a Srach Pita problem. That's that's the Shama Tiratista, etc. But what's interesting is the examples of Chaver gives sounds more like the Rashba. He gives Ones, Tzina, Pachat Ganovim. So the Pesach Tshuva says in Kotin Yud Aleph 44, the Ika Ones, Kosm Sefer Chamur Daniel, Ksav Yad Lechor, Nir Deloma, Hanis Ones, Elima Ones Lechol Hanoshim Shabair. It's a general Ones and not a private Ones. That's what he holds. Not all our phonem accept that. Okay, not all our phonem accept that. The Tshuva of the Divrei Malkiel, I mentioned once twice before, of Malkiel Tanabam, the Lomjerov. His Tshuva is called Bei Simon Nun Zion. Okay? He argued against this Piskei Tshuva, the name of Chamidu Daniel, based on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, right? Hikshav Me'al Malach Kol Torah. So, the Har Rambam, Perek Hevach Zabir, because of the Chol, it should say Dalet, no. It's Perek Dalet. Okay, anyway, Perek Dalet, should say. So the Rambam said Chol, and that's not Onus L'Chol Nesher here. Okay? So, he has an interesting line, I'm just showing it to you, but it's interesting. He writes, Hinei Af Ki Ein Darki L'Harich B'Nogei L'Sifre HaChronim. The dialogue in this case, love and divrei shonim. Interesting line. He says, "I don't like to look too much in the right and the right of the achronim. Halavai should understand what the rishonim say." Okay, but nonetheless, he says, "Since this is halacha lemaisa, I'll give you my opinion." He said, "We don't know the Chamudei Bemil's reasoning. I mean, I showed you that's in the Rashba, okay? Right? But a lot of dafka Rashba is saying only those cases." Right. I kind of presented as a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rambam. A lot of dafka. Right? The Rashba maybe maybe the Rashba is in agreement. But anyway, he said, let's analyze it from a Lomdisha point of view. It's a Lomdisha approach. He says, one second. He says, he quotes the Gemara on Samach Zayin Beis we had back in source 5. And he says, let's see something. One second. Why didn't the Gemara just say, I said, Iskin Rabbi Di Benares to do this, and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and Papunya did that, and Rehud and Puma this, and the Shantzim, and Rabbi Ben Machose because of the caves or whatever. Because of Chora, Lama Lo Omar Shas Meshita, Shemach was Onus Mutter. I mean, why did the Gemara just say, if there's an Onus, it's Mutter? What do you think of me? He had to worry about, and then here they were worried about lions, and over there they were worried about tigers, over there they were worried about bears, or whatever. Why does the Gemara give us this presentation? Here they worry about Ganogim, and here they worry about the people locking the gates, and here they worry about people falling down when they walk to whatever the crevices in the hill. Just say, Machmas Onus Mutter. Okay? So, it's a good question. Like, yeah, they quote other Gemara. Sometimes they'll say, Machmas Onus, right? V'nir shemizel chechamu lidonu dashmin derak hechad avi onus kolo l'chol nasher hitir v'lo onus prati. So that, he says, the dik of the Chamu lidonil, the Skechuma quotes. Since the Gemara gave, didn't just make a blanket thing, onus is mutter. It gave, the Gemara gave specific examples of onus that impacted everybody. And he mentions also the Lashon Iskin, right? The Venir Shazel, Lashon Iskin. The Havala Men Hitter, why did you say he's mater? Okay, the answer is, and Taki, he says, now we turn the tables. If he's at Koshatu al Rambam, Nola Hitter Gab Mechola, Tavi Onus Prati. Okay, so therefore, he turns it around. And he says at the end, and notice that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention Chola. Shulchan Aruch very often quotes the Rambam. Why didn't he give Chola as an example? The Chaver only gave the broader example. So he says, so here the Chamur Daniel is where his diuk makes sense. You follow? At the end, the Divrei Malkiel says, at the end of 45, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Zeh Kasavti Liyashev Divrei Chamur Daniel. Achen Ledina, Nir L'Hanis Daiti Iker Delokach, but I don't think it's correct. I think any type of onus, okay? The pastor son of the postman, the whole onus shor lipo beyond af onus shor isha achas af shein onus nika begufa, right? Even the people know about himself. So the Divrei Malkiel justifies the deer, but he doesn't think it's correct. And I think most people are maker even on a private onus situation today. Okay. Huh? Or is it, are you a Meisel, let's say, 8th day situation? Or are we making even Bodhi Yom, you should even come home before it starts? Or are we still saying you should have a Meisel and not come home until it starts? I think we, You know, I have to look into this in the contemporary song, I don't know. I mean, the post can say you don't have to. The question is, do we say she also not to come up with a Kamasha? That's what happened, okay? The one other point on this thing before coming to the last issue, okay, is about the issue of Tznius. The Gemara, it's based on the Gemara in Ergun, Nunhaven Bay 46. Amri Hura Marab, Yoshe Tzrifin, Behol Chemid Boros. People have to live in these huts, shepherds, Rashi says, Behol Chemid Boros, they have to live out in the desert somewhere, like Bedouin tribes that live in huts. Okay, like Bedouin, not Jewish, I'm saying the Jewish equivalent, okay? And Anche Miknehen, Rashi says, Vechonin Bo Chodesh Chachayim, they have to stay out there with the flock for a couple months till the till the shepherding season is over, and then they go and live somewhere else. So it says, Chayeim Einan Chayeim, Einan Chayeim. It's not a good life. Unashem of Nein Einan Shalahem. We have to be choshed that children aren't really their children. Tanya Mihachi, Elazi Ishbir, Omer Yoshe Tzrifin, Ki Yoshe Kvarim, Albert Hosein, Omer Oro Shochem Kol Behemen. Children like, they're not their children, like animals' children. My time, Ula Omer, Shema Mechatzos, Yoharim Reisha Margishin, Zela Zebetvila. Ula said because they don't have bathhouses nearby, so people, the husbands would go away, and then the wives are left alone with the, and they're in danger because there are predators, sexual predators around. Right, the husbands all go off, and the town doesn't have any men around, and they will go on this trip or whatever it is. That's what Rashi says. Holchem mokom rochok lircho to the shosem niskakos of anofen, l'misha ira zuru ma'in demenish. Okay, or the more relevant thoughts of Yochanan, they shemargish and zelos and etvila. She'ain la mikvos, there are no mikvos there. So holchos noshim litpo mokom rochok, they go far away. V'kor l'chaver, to margish and ashenim. Okay, and yesh rosh erodif harachem, it's happening. A man will find out that this woman's gone off by herself to go to the mikveh out of town. So he'll get on his horse and ride it after her. He'll be with her, right, to consent. Okay? Anyway. Okay. So, based on this, the Ramah in his Chuvus Harmos, and you test that someone quoted that Chuvus Ramah already. Okay? He says, Nira Loma de Lab Dafka de Lo Efshmish Mishabas under the word in Shar Onus. Okay, he says any onus is okay. And he quotes that Rama about Chola. And here the situation is that the woman is embarrassed and she can't, Ein Yecholos Latznia Tzvilos and Karoylem, they can't keep their going to the mikvah privately, which Okeh says he's supposed to do. We'll see that later. All right, anyway, so he says that's also called Lo Efshir. That's also enough of a kashash of tzias is enough of a low efshar, right? There's a concern that they know, everyone knows when they weren't Arabian. Just shows everyone knows when the other one was going to the mikveh, right? People know other people in town knew when she was going to the mikveh.
That's a problem.
Okay, so that was a particular problem, but. From here you see that it's not proper. The other people should know when you go to the mikveh.
No, that's the special predators. The
what?
That back then was because of predators that were...
Right, the same idea. So
that's enough to let it go.
So Ramo learns from there that the protecting the privacy is enough to let it go early. In the circumstances, that's also considered a tzara.
So okay? That Seder situation.
Yeah, that would be a type of example. That's what Ramo writes. Okay? All right. The Siddur Tara also quotes this Chuvus Ramah here. Again, it's called Yadalit. Yicholi Pol Shino Olam. Uvur B'Chuvus Ramah. Dim Ein Yichol Atzniyat Tzvilas Yishah Avshem Nilsa. Avshem Nilsa means like an Echol Shabbos. Avshem Nilsa. It's loud. It's public. Okay. Mikri Gamke Nos. That's also called Onus. The Taras HaShlomim. Taras HaShlomim mentions, we saw this in Cotton Tess. We saw this. He's not so happy about women who are embarrassed, and that he doesn't run to this school. Okay, he doesn't like this school so much. They blow you off a nose because they want to avoid Chol Shabbos, so they want to. They're embarrassed. He doesn't think that that's enough of a reason. the Yura Asad chose Yura Yala, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Ardeis, and Reish Yud Zion has a situation, listen to this one, 51, also a pious woman, Isha Tznur Chasida, Vishnur Mali, a wonderful person, that she ran a store, okay, then she ran a store, she ran a shop, shopkeeper, okay, and if she leaves the shop during a weekday, you know, to go to the mikveh, so people realize why she's going. So therefore, she wants to wait till Friday night when the store is closed anyway, and go Friday, you know, in Mojong, the store closed early. Okay, and he says, Daiti maskana halasha kain tasu, he accepts it. Okay, so it's just one. And the Raja Seif also, I only quoted the beginning and the end of the tshuva, but it's all, you know, it's all there, everything, all these makaras. In the Yaviya Omer Chelekei, Chelek Yerdeis, and Yutes, right? Nishalti me'ish echad odos ishto shenil alechaz tvila zez zman rab. Beglal sheish lam yelodim gedolim, mispayeshas alechaz tvila balayla bizman, shen tzon babayis. The woman didn't go to the mikveh already, amount of time has passed. She doesn't want to go, and her sons realize where she's going. She's embarrassed about it. She said, everybody's different. And this has now ruined the Shalom Bayis a little bit. So now can you let her go on day 8, during the day, when the children aren't around? And he's a mekel. He said, Muchach demokom onus mutar filib onus proti. It's even a private onus. Okay?
Mama's two and a half, make two on that
ring. Say again?
So he is not there, like, even go down.
Yeah. Day 8, though. Yeah. Okay? Day 8. Definitely not, the question is the minimum. That's what you were asking. Something about the question, do we tell them to wait till, I'm not sure. Yeah. The last inyan, to finish up this siman, is the issue, okay, what if on day 7, now going back to day 7, she did go to the mikveh in violation of that drabon. Okay? She, on day 7, early in the day, not Samach HaShem, early in the day, where we had the concern of, you know, the Samach, that the Shemet shall be with the husband, and she'll see down later, or uproot the whole day, so when our fail turn out, he was boil is over. Okay, so does it count for the Eved, or do we disregard that Tevila and say she's got to go again at night? Now she went on day 7. Now remember, the Balamor was make a law together on day 7, remember that, right? So yesterday, the Balamor was make a law together on day 7. But the Shilta Rechaigon in this week's Sedra, Parshas Achrimos, Shilta Tzarivah, right? The also the Beis Yisrael, the Tukai Gabala Inshabesa, Kishinida, right? It's one of the Arias, and this week said you have a Parshas Arias and Achrimos. So he says, she should go to the mikveh, the second line, L'urta the Shiva, the Ragi Tamniya, the night of the 7th going to the 8th day, the Mutter. The E Tovla be a mama the Shiva lo also lo tefillah. Shilta Paskins, if she went to the mikveh during the day of the day 7, I'm not talking about Chacham Chacham Shefer, early in the day, lo also lo tefillah. Okay, lo also tefillah. And the Ravid seems to accept that, Amalei Nefesh, she quotes it, the end of that section, Siman Aleph, Kosar Acha Meshapka, that's a Mechai Gon, the Tovla be a mama lo also lo tefillah. So certain people hold that the tefillah does not count. The Maharil as well, and it's been hugged with Hilkos Nidin Osala 55. Omar Risega, Afli Nidaran, Shein Nafshin of Sufix Zavos, Tashomer Zain Nikim, Mikom Mokom, Kishitavelas, Beom Zain, Kiosim, Lo Yitpulu, Ache Vada Laila. Even though our women on day 7, this is not a Zava, it's not the Shem Nikim, you know, she should be able to go during the day. Okay, nevertheless, we wait till night, like you have to keep 7 full days and so on. Mishum Svach Vita. Vigam in bidi eved tovla v'yom machmirin aleha lachzor olad bule shenis balayla. If she goes day 7, too bad, she has to go again at night. Okay? Now, if it's ef shalom litpol balayla, like we saw, the gates are locked and problem, then she shouldn't go on day 7, wait till day 8. Okay? And then she can go on bod yom. Okay? He does have a chumrah. So there is that practice floating around. Anyway, so you have some Rishonim, the Rishonim quoted the Shulchan, the Maharil, who say that the Tefillah on day 7 is a zero. The Ran, in the Chiddush Ran on Ardaf and Midah, Seven Zion, Beis, the Master Rova, Rov Mechosa, writes, Yesh mi she'omer shim tomas ala also la Tefillah, shim tomar also ikal amecha shemet ala shamash, on the 8th day, it's only Prabhupada's Rakbita, so it counts. Zeh das Rajat. Aber Ramban Rashba kosu da filo bezayin also tzil b'yeh. Ramban Rashba both disagree. Ramban is in Hilchos Nida Parak Aleph Os Chof 57. He writes him over of a top of Yom Shvi ain't a tzvicha latzav lipol. That's the Eish Mina Gaonim Shehor Shal also tzvila. He's aware of the Shita of the Gaonim, but below Yerol is that I don't agree with. And the Rashba also quotes the Vizayin Shai Zayin. The Rashba quotes the Rabban Kosu and Avram. Shem Rav Acha Mishapa, that's Rav Achai called, the law also tzvila, ve'en ha-mechuvar. The kulay hai lo nachmir. You don't have to be so machmir. She'ikar gzera dover rochaku. This whole gzera is a dover rochaku. Has several sefikas, right? She's going to, first of all, that she'll be with the husband, that's already a sefik. Then she's going to be, right, Shema, first of all, that she was a real zovah. Then it wasn't just after Nida day, it was after zovah day. Good. Then she'll be with her husband. Then she's going to see Dom afterwards. There's so many things. So therefore, he says, we don't have to be machmer. And he quotes Rabbi Nizrach Halevi, the Baal Amor, Min ha-matir lipo Mashiach filachatchila. He allows 7 days filachatchila. And therefore, he says, you don't have to, the Eved, Nir Nadvarim, I don't agree with the Baal Amor filachatchila, but he says, the Eved, it counts. That's how it also looks like the Rambam, Perkid Aleph, Halach Yitzayim, Hilchos Rabbiya, Kol Zayinam, Nikim, Shemazara, Afu, Shein Sofik, and Tavla, Kilo, Tavla. During the Shemini Kim, she went to the mikveh, that doesn't count at all. But from Tavla B'Shvi, Alpha B'Shasa, Laskan HaChatchila, Shemir V'Libo, B'Shvi Achar Tvila, Ho, the Tavla B'Zman, Afilo HaSazoba, Bado, it's Harizu also a Tvila. The Marav Shach, her Tvila was valid, out of the Raisa, if she was a Nida, and it's well after the 7 days of Nida, if she's a Zoba can't go on the 7th day, so the Laisa, but the Evan also a Tvila. The Magad Mishra says, that's the King Eskimo, Park Alabama Lokin Zion, Mr. Rabia, Kathis Muraban Rashwa, the Chay Iker, Lagos Midas quotes, it was also the Rabbi, like that, other Mishonim, at the end of the day to Maram Zal, Hor Lachumra, Bitzricha Tilachar's Balad, Maram Rutenberg was Machmer, like the Maria, like the Rabbi, like the Shiltas, anyway, it's a Machlokas, how do we pass it? I was here last year from the Sim Kutsar Zion Tiv Hey, Im, Obra Vitabu Beches, Beyond Below Bonus, Hafilo Hafi, also Lotrilo. Okay? Im over with Tov Zayin Biyom also a Tvila. Okay, even on day 7 the Tvila counts. Vidyevet says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, however, again there are Achronim disagree. The Bach disagrees. Okay, the Bach writes. Just a second. Yeah. Okay. The Bach writes. It's called Kufta Zayin. He says, what do you have with Marsha? This is the Hilchah, the Ina. Afal God and so on and so forth, he calls me Mark, Milk, Maril, Kosovo with the Ebbe, the Talib of Philo, Sola Tvila, Ella Machorina, Ola Tvila, Paul Shemis Balaila, and he thinks that's correct. The Hochin Akhtinan, says the Bach, the Lokus Shulchan Aruch, Shaposak, the Hochel Bezeh, the Bach is Machmer. And the Shach is called Yeral, quotes the Bach to be Machmer based on the Maril, and the Maram in the he also writes the Tol Bahachmer, especially since that's also the Ribid, and then the Shultas, so we're Machmer. To go again to the second time to the mikveh, okay. The Pesach Tshuva just interesting aside points. Yud Gimel quotes a different din. He quotes also the Chabad Gadol. He said it was a cloudy day when they weren't sure it was day or night, and it's okay. They're going to go Tovah second time at night. The Aruch Hashulchan summarizes this machlokes as if Yud Zayin, okay. Again, distinguishing between day 7 and day 8. And he says that he says also, it concludes with Tov Lahakam Rakam She'efshar. And it's not a big Torah. Avon Lo Efshar She'e Torah Kodol, Pshita She'ike Karambam, Kem Shekach Tzof Meshul Horach. Okay, he says, bottom line is, it's not a bad Choma, since a number of important posts can say it. He says, you can go a second time, then go a second time. If it's Efshar, it's not a big Tirchot. But if it is, then you don't have to worry about it. We rely on the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Okay. At the end there, he throws in also about going on hot water on Shabbos, and then he goes, we do allow it. Okay, just to finish up, the Sefer Ogur and Simon Elef Shin Peidal writes, Pasag with Shlomo, O son of Nashadol is Vayom, Tzrichin lahastit filosin ba'alem, Shalo yisham shimayim ba'yom, v'yobol li'yudei, ha-sofek d'araisa. Okay. So this is even on day 8, okay? Even on day 8, uh, even on day eight, she should not let, she can go during the day, but she should not tell her husband about it. What exactly the subject arises, I'm not sure. But the Ramah brings this to halacha. He says at the end of Sifrei, the Ramah writes, "Mikol makom lo tishamesh afilu b'shmini ala layla, v'tas tefilasa mibayla ala layla." I don't decide to do it, but the Ramah brings this to halacha. Okay? The B.R. Groh disagrees. Okay, the B.R. Groh said, we're talking about that was only concern on the seventh day. B.R. Groh said, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, I mean, here. He said, what are you talking about? He said, he quotes the Agur, Aval Ikra Shadavka Bishri. But no, it's only the seventh day that's a problem. Doesn't it? During the eighth day, you don't have to worry about it. Okay? The Siddhitara is a quote Zion. Quotes that the Beis Yosef brings this argument and doesn't disagree. The argument calls it the Beis Yosef. See, Shaar quotes calls it a chumri yaseira, but he doesn't necessarily disagree. So he also leans to be machmer among the contemporary posts of the Baal Shulchan's machmer, and Ravadi is not. Ravadi, okay, that's the Ramah. That's what I've never mentioned.
To go,
it says you go during the 8th day, but not to tell your husband. That's I'm not sure you're quick. Huh?
It's like your motion to stay with a lot of people.
Yeah. But even, right, or don't let her not tell her husband until nightfall. Even on day 8 is the point.
Let me tell her husband not go to a room with him?
No, you didn't let her know that he went to the mikveh.
Which way? Obviously, the guy knows.
Right, she's but again, not to be with him.
The same idea of similar. Other times.
Yeah.
It's not telling her not to be.
Well, again, she should keep it private. That she somehow managed to keep it private that she's mutter to terrorists now. He won't necessarily know when she went. In other words, maybe she went later in the day. Don't say it until you go home, until nightfall.
It's like the same idea before,
not a certain sense. Yeah. The point is, she should know about it till nightfall, right? But she can go at 7 o'clock in the morning, but she shouldn't come back at 8:30 and tell. According to this chumra. The B.R. Groh, and the Rechaber doesn't bring in the B.R. Groh, what are you talking about? It's not a problem on the 8th day. What's the problem? Only problem on the 7th day. The whole Xavier, right? No problem on the 8th day. But nevertheless, the entire quote says someone mocking about it. And I think that's the practice. The only thing is, your question, should she talk or wait till night to go? Right? We saw that some quote like that. The Maril mentioned that was the Minigan. Was that the Maril? The Minigan in some places, yeah. The Maril in 55 said the meaning Ostreicher, Yusuf Ostreicher, was Gambion Cheslip all the Lila. So I don't think we go that far, but I think some Ahmad shouldn't tell her husband, shouldn't be with her husband until night. Okay, or in the way that he knows about it. All right, Ad Kan Siv Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll start this Sivan Chatzitza. Yet the long sermon will probably have.